Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous June 29th to you, my friend. If it's June 29th, that can mean one thing. It is the birthday of yours truly, the host of the Every Day Saturday podcast, Sam Crowley. I love referring to myself in third person. Makes me feel so damn important. Anyway, I turned 48 years old at midnight. As of this recording right now, it's 7:30 a.m. I'm fired up, focused, ready to take on the day. And I want to share with you thoughts about... Geez, I don't know. Going for your dream? Does that sound okay? Being almost freaking 50? What are you kidding me? I look in the mirror, I think I'm 22, and I know my brain operates at about a 13-year-old capacity. So how the hell can I be 48 years old today? Anyway, great to have you along. There's nobody else besides my family I'd rather be spending my birthday with than you. Inspiring, motivating, going on 10 years of the Everyday Saturday podcast. I really am jacked up. You know, I remember 1998, I had turned 30 years old. I don't know why. Certain birthdays hit me hard. 30 hit me hard. And I don't even know why. I don't know. Oh, you know what's wild also? On my 30th birthday, my dad called. And those of you who know my story, my dad left when I was 3 months old, left my mom to raise 8 kids by herself. And I'd never talked to the guy, really. I mean, I know there's like the recordings, cassette tapes of me and him talking when I was like 4, but I don't remember it. And so... he called, he got my number from one of my older brothers and sisters. I think they still stayed in touch with him. And I remember I was just hanging out. It was a, I think it was a weekend, a Saturday. And he's like, "Hey, Sam, it's your father." I'm like, "Okay." I mean, I've never said like, "Hi, Dad." "Hey, Dad." No, because I never had a conversation with anybody named Dad. So imagine like saying that for the first time when you're 30 years old. I'm like, "Oh, hey, Dad." It sounds so stupid, like so. It, like I had to work hard to just say that one line, and it didn't even seem legit, you know. So he was so damn nervous, man. He's like, "Oh, I just want to wish you a happy birthday." Nothing. I mean, what do you say to somebody who you've never really spoken to, left you when you were 3 months old, and your mom, and now 30 years later, he's calling to say hello? Like, okay. Hi, oh, how's the weather? Where you are, you know, what you doing? You know, it was so awkward, so forced, so unnatural that it lasted all of about 30 seconds. And he nervously hung up the phone. "Well, I just want to wish you happy birthday. Thanks so much." Click. I don't even remember the conversation other than it was hurried, felt awkward. And I hung up the phone. I said to my wife, "What the hell just happened?" I think she actually took the phone call and said, "Hey, it's your dad." I'm like, "What are you talking about? It's my dad. It can't be possible because I haven't talked to the guy. I don't even know where he lives. I don't even know what he does, you know." So anyway, that was my 30th birthday. And then I remember waking up on my 30th birthday, getting up at like 3:30 in the morning. And we lived in a different part of Cincinnati, a different suburb on the eastern side of town. It was the first house we bought when we moved to Cincinnati in 1997. So this was a year later in 98. And I remember sitting on my patio at about 4 in the morning having a cup of coffee. And it was, you know, it was just pitch black dark out. And I thought to myself, what the hell am I going to do with my life? I'm 30 years old. What am I going to do? Like, I haven't even done one percent of what I wanted to do. And maybe you have these thoughts. And I'm telling you, I have these thoughts, and I had a lot more of them back then because I was in a job and I wasn't doing anything except going to that job. And do you have those thoughts where you sit around and you're just like, what the hell am I doing with my life? Like, what am I going to do? This is it? Like, this is all there is to my life. Like, my life is going to be defined as waking up early, putting on a monkey suit, going into a job, being treated like, you know, just they go here, go there, go here, go there. And look, you can dress it up. And I've had people try to tell me, oh, no, Sam, I mean, I feel I moved the needle a lot at my job and I feel good about the project that I added a lot of value. You know, dude, you're just lying to yourself. I'm not doubting you added value. Of course you added value. You wouldn't even get paid. If you didn't have value, trust me, they'd get your ass out of there faster than you can say Saturday. But how much more value can you add when you're free? That's my point. And if you don't really want to go to that job every day, then you ain't free. And if you're part of the 20% of the U.S. that actually loves to do it, congratulations. I'd put out a course on how to love your job. I'd make $1 million. I just don't know how to love your job unless you actually leave it. So if you want to love it, leave it. You know? So I remember sitting there on my patio, and I'm looking up at the stars, and it's 4 a.m, and I'm thinking, God, I got to do something. I need to buy a storage facility. That was the big kick, because I was in sales at the time, and I used to handle advertising for a lot of these storage facilities, and I think, damn, let me run the numbers on these facilities for a minute. You don't need to be there. I mean, really, there's a guy that sits up front at the desk, and you got these cameras that monitor the different alleys of the storage facility. I'm talking about these outside storage facilities. And nobody needs to really do anything. People come and go through the gate as they please. They got their own key to unlock their storage shed. And it's turnkey. It's done. You don't need to be really involved. So let's take a look. This was 1997. The average rental of a storage facility was $80. And a lot of the guys that I handled their advertising for, they had about 300 or 400 units. So let's say 400 units at $80. And almost all of them are full. So let's just, I know there's going to be a vacancy rate, but just for the sake of this, let's just say they're all full. So you've got 400 units at $80 a unit. That's $32,000 a month coming in, and you don't need to do a damn thing. You don't need, once it's built to sunk cost. You're just paying the mortgage off or whatever it cost you to build that thing. And it ain't much, you know, compared to, it's not like you're putting in a kitchen, okay, and a four season room and all these different things you do with a house. You're putting on a slab of concrete and putting a roof over it, you know? And some of them are $500 a month. Some of them are $40 a month. But the average was about $80 when you throw out the high, throw out the low. And I'm thinking, I need to buy one of these storage facilities. I'm thinking, that's when I started thinking about passive income. That's when I really started thinking about, God, I've just got to do something because I'm 30, man. I'm 30. I got to do something now. And so I started making phone calls. I'm not kidding. I started making a phone call to my clients saying, hey, would you looking to sell your storage facility? One guy, George, I remember, he was kind of up there in years. He's about 70 years old. He had owned it for a while. He's like, yeah. I go, what do you want for it? He goes, probably $3-4 million. Like, duh. It's exactly just what you heard right there. Silence. I didn't know what to say. I didn't have $300 in my checking account, let alone $3 million. I go, okay, $3-4 million. All right, cool. All right, then. Well, that helps. Hey, you know what, though? He was really nice. He probably knew I didn't have two nickels to rub together, but which is funny because I had a job, though. And it's funny, though, that got me thinking, I got to start playing with the big boys. I mean, I'm sitting here nickeling and diming stuff, going to a job thinking that's cool. Got my 401k that I'm contributing to my retirement, but I really don't have anything. These guys, they're sitting on $3 to $5 million worth of assets that they could sell if they wanted to. If they wanted liquid, they wanted to be liquid and they wanted money in their pocket. So what did it force me to do? That's when I started having these revelations that, damn, man, I need to grow larger than my problem. My problem is I'm stuck in a job. My problem is I think really, really small. Like I thought $80,000 a year was good money. And it's not even close to what these people. And now that I'm in this space with speakers and information marketers and online marketers, good Lord. I mean, there's men and women spending $100,000 a day on Facebook just in advertising. Just $100,000 a day, they're running Facebook ads nonstop to different offers. Some are theirs, some are other people's offers and things like that. I'm running this credit repair offer, and it's doing great. By the way, if you're in the U.S. and you want to fix your credit, I was on the phone with TransUnion yesterday for 7 minutes and 11 seconds. 7 minutes and 11 seconds and had 4 inquiries completely removed from my credit report. So go to everydayissaturday.com/credit repair. Check it out, man. It's amazing. And it's very inexpensive. It's a weird loophole that myself and 8,500 of our Facebook members, 8,500, and we just launched a Facebook group, are in there crushing it with their credit report, taking their scores from 560 to over 700 in 60 days. It's nuts. Everydaysaturday.com/credit repair. Check it out. I'm serious. So that's the type of stuff. These people are running ads all day long and spending more money in a day than people are going to make in an entire year, 2 years. And back on my 30th birthday, that's when I really started thinking, man, I've got to play big. If I want to live big, I've got to think big. I don't even need to think that big. I got to think differently. Because everybody I'm hanging around, they're just trying to make it to Friday. Like, you can see it in their attitude. They start out in a crappy mood on Monday. By Wednesday, they're kind of cracking a smile. By Thursday, they're somewhat excited. And by Friday, it's, woohoo, the weekend's here. And then it's Sunday. And now that I'm 48 and I've been in this online space for the better part of 10 years, I've absorbed a bankruptcy. That was a body blow back in 2005. Got back up off the canvas. I've absorbed, good Lord, it just ups and downs and roller coaster, launching products where nobody bought anything, driving 8 hours to speak in an event, nobody shows up, to going to Hawaii, to going to California, London, Australia, all over the globe and speaking to sold out audiences. I mean, it's been up and down, and quite honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. My health is amazing. I'm telling you, the biggest piece of advice I can give you is focus on your health, because when your mind is clear and your body feels good, you can get in such a better creative mode. It's so much better to create than it is to maintain. And if you want to create, like right now, I'm not even doing hard cardio. I'm focusing more on weights. And I go up and down. Like, I'll do high-intensity cardio for a month or two, and then I'll do weightlifting. Right now, I'm just going for 45-minute walks with my wife and our daughter, our baby, in the morning, you know, 30, 45 minutes. I do intermittent fasting, so I won't eat till probably if I wake up at 6:30, 7 in the morning, for example, I won't eat till noon, 1 o'clock. And then I'll eat a lot, and then I'll go work out. And then I'll have dinner, and I won't eat again until the next day. The intermittent fasting has kept my weight down to the point where it needs to be, and it's continuing to go down, but I'm not losing muscle mass. And how did I get that thought? Because that's a little bit different. Oh, and still mixing in the green smoothie, still mixing in the spinach, the almond milk, the water, drinking a gallon of water every single day with your workouts. So how am I able – where did I find this? On YouTube. Same thing, I find everything. You know, I'm a big YouTube guy. I'll spend 30 to 45 minutes every single day on YouTube researching internet marketing, researching health and fitness, researching building muscle, all this stuff. Because there's experts out there that are giving away their information for free. And oh, by the way, if I really enjoy someone's training, I'll click on their link and I'll buy their product. That's it. Nothing earth-shattering. Nothing I haven't already talked about a bazillion times on this podcast to get your message out. Create just a free video, kind of a teaser video, 3 to 5 minutes, how it is that you do what you do, the thoughts that you have, the products that you have are at the end, and just have a call to action. Hey, if you love this video, make sure you click the link and go and check out my special offer. That's how people are crushing it and making millions of dollars, for example, on YouTube. That's how I monetize my podcast when I'm searching for the perfect coaching client to train people how to speak for the Everyday is Saturday Academy and any other product. It's simply that. It's nothing more than what I've been teaching you over the past 10 years what to do. But the first thing you got to do, you got to get off your ass and get a message out there. And you got to quit complaining that you don't know what other people know. You don't need to know what other people know. Back in 1998, when I was 30 years old, I didn't know what anybody else knew. But I didn't let that stand in the way of still quitting the job and going for it. And it took a while. It took a lot of pain. Lost all my friends, which was amazing because I made so many new ones who actually empowered me and believed in me and understood what it is I wanted to do. You ain't going to have the same circle of influence you have now. And that's a good thing. And then again, you might. You might carry people along with you. But it isn't your responsibility to stay with them if they're thinking small. It's their responsibility to get off their ass and think big with you. Because what do you want to do? You know, you want to sit in misery with a bunch of friends who are still thinking like they thought 20 years ago? Or do you want to escape that and go live this one life you get, man? That's it. You know, if you haven't turned 48, someday you will. Or you won't. That's even worse, right? Some people are like, well, I don't know, another birthday. Hey, it beats not having a birthday. Are you feeling me? It beats not having a birthday. So sitting back, reflecting, I'm going to have an amazing day today, heading to Kings Island with the family, going to rock it out. Still going to get some work done. It's okay to work on your birthday if you love what you do. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what's going on. Let me know content you want to hear. Check out, I'm telling you, go to everydaysaturday.com/creditrepair. If you're here in the U.S. and you want to take anything negative off your report, check it out. It's an amazing program. And as for me, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to give you three guesses what I'm going to do. I'm going to have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.